Good morning. 9:21 on December the 2nd, 2013. 9:21 a.m., yeah. I've already been to the garage this morning. I've already been to the booth this morning. I was going to skip the walk today and thought, no, I'm probably going to have to skip tomorrow because it's going to snow. And it's going to snow for the next 2 days. So I'll get a walk in today, get a talk in today. Fill you in on what's going on. If the weather's too crappy tomorrow, I'm not going. If it's too crappy the day after that, I'm not going. If it hasn't cleared up by Thursday, I won't go then either. Ooh, 18 minutes. Slow this morning, slow. But I'm moving. Sub 19, that's really the only goal I have, so. It's just a question of how many minutes I spend out here. So I also did a housekeeping chore that I've been putting off, which is to redo my schedule board. I still got to get a calendar, I already glanced calendar, but I don't have them all, but I got almost all the books. I just realized I forgot one. Almost all the books I'm going to write next year. I got all the books I have in production and where they are in production. So I've got that to work on. And so I've been in the booth already this morning, and I got some recording done. Do some more. Maybe I'll do some more tomorrow later, but unlikely, just because today is going to be broken up because of an early release day from school. So I probably won't get a chance. Although perhaps after she gets home, we'll see. See how it works out. I don't know. Take it each hour as it comes. I'm feeling a little tired today. I'm not quite sure why. I did get a relatively good night's sleep last night. I went to bed fairly early. Woke up too soon, but not terrible soon. Not like some days where I wake up at 3 a.m. But I did wake up at 3 a.m. But this morning, I rolled over and went back to sleep. Slept till 5:30. Kid gets off to school. Wife got off to work. Generally upbeat Monday with things progressing. This is nothing succeeds like success, I guess. Nothing exceeds like excess. I am tired, I'm yawning. So I've tentatively settled on Seeker and Smuggler for the books for 2013. Three books in each series. I haven't decided who's who. I suspect the Seeker books are going to be Ishmael, because he has a job to do. And Smuggler is going to be Natalie Ruggieri, because she's a smuggler. She doesn't start out a smuggler, but she becomes one. And I forgot to put, the book I forgot to put on the list was Cape Grace, which is unfortunate because I've got to get Cape Grace done. So I'll have to bump that to the head of the list. And that'll be the last book of the old series. The interesting challenge in Shaman's tales is that they're not fantasy, science fiction rather. They're not fantasy, but science fiction. And so the challenge is to have them sort of look like fantasy, but not be fantastic. So there's always the ambiguity of, really? Did that just happen? Stop. I got started yawning, now I can't stop yawning. As my body is trying to tell me something about being out for a walk when it wasn't really expecting to go today. I dropped the kid off from school and then realized that the garage was open early, so I ran right over, and of course they had a line out the door. Monday morning after long holiday weekend, everybody wanted to get their cars fixed. And I was no exception. But they had to order parts, so it took them like a half an hour, 40 minutes to figure out what parts they wanted to order and how soon it would take them to get there. I can tell I didn't listen to my dance channel this morning because the time was so slow. I was listening to big band, just sort of strolling along. I didn't really want to overdo it today either. Let's ease back into it a little bit. So with any luck, I finished off the lines I'm doing for PC Herring slip space. I thought I had one chapter, then I really had two that I had to do. They're both real short. I have to schedule time for Crudrat because, well, Sawyer hasn't sent me either the contract or the scripts yet. I know they're coming because they did get funded. So I'll be reading one or more parts in the full cast audio production of Crudrat, which should be interesting. I still have to finish Cowrie Catchers, so we'll get some of these outside projects on the board, in the schedule, and out the door. Free up the space that I need to do some other stuff. I have to get the second draft of Hermit together so I can send that off to the editor. I told her I'd have it to her this week. It's two continuity errors that I have to remember to fix. One with backpacks and one with a jug of oil. warmer. It seems like it's warmer than 40 degrees out here. Of course, the sun's beating down. It's been up long enough now that it's high in the sky. It's whatever cloud cover has dissipated from in front of it, so it's kind of beating Monk Pole. Stuff to do, people to see. Gotta get moving here. Got stuff. Holy cow. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
A lady with her hands full, two dogs in a stroller. One of the dogs had slipped a leash. poor kid. Anyway, so yeah, I got stuff to do. I have any idea what those stories are going to be about. On the one hand, it's kind of cool. Oh, they still have a secret project. Oh my god, I forgot all about that. I forgot all about the secret project. I'll have to see what I can do about that, because that... That's also something that I want to get going. So I want to keep moving on, even though it's not moving very fast. My collaborator has sort of wandered off into a new project too, so that's okay. Yes, it's too warm for a parka and a sweater. Yeah. With the leaf blowers. Cleaning stuff up in preparation for the snowfall, probably. So yeah, not very exciting today, not as very whole lot to talk about, other than I'm out and walking and moving. I'm still alive. Got a dentist appointment coming up sometime. Therapy was postponed until tomorrow, so tomorrow's schedule will be a little bit screwy as well. moving right along. Not really. Yikes. I'm not talking very much. I'm just sort of trying to keep moving, trying to get home. Sun at least behind me, it's not in my face anymore. I'm a bit dehydrated, so I'm just dragging. So yeah, got stuff to do. It's December, it's work month, it's production month. What do you say, Endomondo? 2 miles? Should be back. The 18-minute mile. 18 and a half on the front, 18 and a half on the back. Not terrible, not great. It'll do. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.